This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Senator John Edwards dropped out of the race for the presidency today. To read the tea leaves, we've got Donna Brazile. She's a nationally syndicated columnist who also teaches at Georgetown University. Plus Robert Trainum, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Comcast Cable Network, CN8. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Farai.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. This is a lot popping off right here.
I know. What a wonderful day in American politics.
I can't say that, you know, it's just there's, you know, this is the moment when things seem to crystallize. So let me batter up on this one. Last week I interviewed John Edwards on the show. He had this to say about his campaign.
Oh, I'm in this for the long haul.
Are you running out of money?
No, actually, here's the amazing thing that's happened. In the last, since the 1st of January, we've raised record amounts on online, on the Internet. And as a result, the money won't be the issue. We have plenty of money.
Donna, was that a lie, a fib, a desperate hope? What was going on in our conversation?
Well, John Edwards did manage to raise about $3 million over the last couple of weeks. But the truth is, he couldn't break out. He could not break out of the strategic position he was being placed in as coming in third place in every race since the Iowa caucuses. He was falling behind in the national polls, falling behind in statewide polls, and it's very difficult to keep your campaign going when you're not accruing delegates, when you're not able to raise the money. And while John Edwards was someone who inspired a lot of people to talk about health care, the economy, global warming, the truth is that without resources, without momentum, without winning, it's tough to keep a campaign going down the trail.
Robert, do you expect that there will be an endorsement that comes out of the Edwards camp, and if so, for whom?
Yes, I do expect an endorsement. It probably will not happen anytime soon, though. I did speak with the Edwards campaign earlier this morning, and they have stressed to me and others, obviously, that Senator Edwards feels very strongly about running for president. He spoke with Senators Clinton and Obama last night and said that I'm dropping out of this race. However, the fight continues. I need you to pledge to me, this is John Edwards speaking here, that you will continue to talk about poverty, that you will continue to talk about the working middle class, that you will continue to talk about those who are living from paycheck to paycheck. He recognizes that he's still relevant in this campaign, although he's stepping out, Farai. So he probably will hold his fire, if you will, and wait until after Super Tuesday to see if, in fact, if anyone emerges as a front runner on the Democratic side, and then he will probably make an announcement then.
Donna, it takes a strong woman or man to sit in the driver's seat. It also sometimes takes a strong person to sit in the passenger side and read the map. So do you think that John Edwards could come back as a second-time VP candidate?
Well, no question. I think John Edwards would make a wonderful VP candidate again if he decides to get back in the political fray. Look, John Edwards, I believe, contributed greatly to this national dialogue, whether it was making poverty an issue in his campaign. Edwards decided to not only launch his campaign in the great city of New Orleans, he's ending his campaign, and following his remarks, on ending his race, he intends to go and help rebuild some homes in the historic Ninth Ward. So John Edwards was a champion for the middle class. He was a champion for the poor. And any serious Democratic nominee would want to give John Edwards consideration on a short list.
Farai, can I speak to that for a
Please
second?
Please do.
You know, Senator Edwards, unfortunately, is experiencing the glass ceiling syndrome, where, candidly speaking, that you have Senators Obama and Clinton kind of having all of the spotlight, if you will. In fact, I recall Senator Edwards routinely raising his hand during the debates and saying, look, I'm here, I'm relevant, please listen to me. What's going to be very interesting in the next couple of weeks is where Senator Edwards' votes go. Do they go to Senator Obama or do they go to Senator Clinton? Senator Edwards tried the class warfare message, if you will, as what Don and I spoke about a few moments ago about championing for the working class. And for whatever reason, although it resonated with a certain segment of the population, it didn't break that glass ceiling so that he can go to the next level. And he recognized that. So it'd be very interesting to see if, in fact, Senator Obama or Clinton pick up on that message. And also, just as importantly, where do those votes go now that he's dropping out?
Robert, let me go ahead, Donna.
Of championing the middle class, on strengthening the economy, on campaigning hard against the corporate interests that dominate Washington, D.C., putting profits before the needs of regular Americans. I think looking ahead, beyond Super Tuesday, where John Edwards might decide to endorse someone, it's clear that with the strong support that he has among labor, organized labor, the Carpenters Union, the Steelworkers Union, those unions will play a very important role, and Robert knows this, in Pennsylvania and Ohio and other states that will still perhaps be decisive in determining who the nominee is on the Democratic side. But I want to salute John Edwards for, starting his campaign, ending the campaign in New Orleans, and making poverty one of the central pillars of his race.
Robert, let's move on to the Republicans. Rudy Giuliani, who could he throw his support behind?
Mayor Giuliani has said that if he was not running for president, he would cheerfully campaign for John McCain. Philosophically speaking, they are on the same page on a lot of issues. They're both personal friends, and it looks like Senator McCain is going to enjoy the benefits of Rudy Giuliani getting out of the race, and it looks like Mayor Giuliani probably will endorse Senator McCain, if not later on today, probably later on in the week.
Now, Donna, how did you parse out the maneuvering on the Republican side? They have seen, Senator Thompson drop out and Mitt Romney. Break it down for me this way. Mike Huckabee has been seen as the social conservative. Mitt Romney has been seen by some people, but not all people, as the fiscal conservative. What's John McCain?
John McCain is a moderate conservative. I think he's center right, more center, because of his tendency to be American and speak up about issues that he cares about. I think going forward, John McCain will have to rally conservatives of every stripe to his side to ensure that he has not just enough votes to win the Republican nomination, but also to help unify the country long term.
It's very interesting. I sat down with Senator McCain for a 101 about a month ago, and I asked him specifically, do you consider yourself to be a conservative? And as we all know, Senator McCain has a reputation for being a bit feisty and have a bit of a temper. And he was very polite, although you could tell he was very angry by the question, because his answer was, I am a conservative. I'm a Reagan conservative. I have an 85% conservative lifetime rating from, and he listed all of these organizations on the right. And he also said that I am going to win this nomination because I'm a red-blooded conservative. But interesting enough, he does not have that perception. He has the perception of being a maverick. He has the perception of being someone that is a little bit right-to-center on many issues, whether it be fiscal issues or some other things. And interesting enough, the real question is whether or not Mayor Giuliani's endorsement and Joe Lieberman's endorsement, the independent senator from Connecticut who was Al Gore's running mate in 2000, will that help him with social conservatives? Is this yet another example of how John McCain is maybe a conservative, but he's perceived as a moderate? So it's going to be very interesting to see.
Let me ask each of you this. I'm going to start out with you, Robert, since you just gave us a little overview. What distinctions can people make in this race on the Republican side? What issues, if any, separate Huckabee, McCain, and Romney, who seem to be vying for the top spot?
Right now, on the Republican side, there is a civil war going on as to who is the right standard bearer, if you will, for Ronald Reagan's legacy. There are some people out there that believe that none of the Republican candidates right now, except for Huckabee, is an ideologue, is a movement conservative that's really going to fight the fight when it comes to the Supreme Court nominations, when it comes to pro-life issues, when it comes to stem cell issues. And there's another side that says, well, wait a minute here. We're a big tent party. We should be about broad issues, i.e., a stronger defense and lower taxes. And that's where the John McCain kind of Rudy Giuliani, at least perceptually, fit into. And the movement conservatives are saying, well, that's the reason why we like Mike Huckabee. Remember, Mike Huckabee won Iowa by 61% when it came to ideologues, because they, meaning ideologues, said, this is a person that we know that's going to fight for the issues that pertain to us. The reason why he lost New Hampshire is because ideologues on the conservative side do not exist in New Hampshire. So it's going to be very interesting to see if, in fact, who emerges, if you will, as the Republican nominee, it appears that it's going to be like 1996 all over again, where the social conservatives are saying, you know what, Bob Dole, we're going to nominate you as the nominee of our party. We're not happy about it, and we're going to do everything we can to get you elected, but we're not overly happy about it.
Donna, I'm going to flip this for you on the Democratic side. You obviously spent a lot of time on air at CNN, and on the night of the State of the Union, Senator Obama was on CNN and asked about the distinctions between him and other people in the race on the Democratic side, and he said, pretty frankly, well, you know, there's a lot of consensus, meaning, you know, honestly, there's not that much difference in what we're pledging to do. Is it a question of what people are pledging to do on the Democratic side or a question of how they're going to go about doing it? How do people make decisions who are voters based on positions or based on whether or not you think people are going to fulfill their promises?
Well, there's no question in every presidential election, people look at the characteristics of the individual candidates as well as the issues that they try up on the campaign trail. But I think this year people are looking beyond just personal qualities and the issues, because Democrats are so close together on these issues. They are looking at Washington. Who can get the job done? Who not only has the experience, but who could bring about the change? This is a real fierce debate that's taking place in the Democratic Party, and it's a good debate, and we need to have it at this hour.
Now, as we wrap up, just a quick hit of international news. The Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, is calling for peace in Kenya, asking national leaders to end the political warfare. Yesterday, we had an extensive report on the hundreds of thousands of people displaced by political violence. Is the administration going to step in and really put some muscle, Donna, behind trying to deal with the issues in Kenya?
Well, Condoleezza Rice, she is preoccupied by this, as well as the Middle East and other issues that are on her plate. She wants to get it right. She wants to ensure that the opposition has a voice in the government. She knows that this Kenya, which is a democracy, things are unraveling. Kenya has been an ally in the war on terror. So this is on her agenda, on her plate, and we should all pay attention to what's going on over there.
There's no question about it that Secretary Rice feels very deeply in her heart of hearts that this is the right thing to do. In other words, to use the United States military might and diplomatic might to try to mediate this process. Donna is absolutely correct. This administration has a full plate right now. When it comes to economic issues, we obviously are struggling here at home, obviously over in the Middle East, and you just name it, whether it's Iraq, Iran, whether it be Palestinian or whether it be Israel. There's a lot going on right now. Unfortunately, Kenya is probably at the low end of the totem pole when it comes to priorities right now.
When you look, Robert, at this administration, is there going to be an international legacy? This is the final year of the Bush administration. Condoleezza Rice has obviously gotten both applause and boos at different times from different people. Is this going to be something where there is a mark left in a footprint of history by the Bush administration internationally?
Well, you know, the Bush administration really wants their mark to be made on two things internationally: faith-based initiatives globally, as well as obviously here in the United States, but also on global AIDS. The president feels very, very strongly about trying to push back, if you will, the global spread of AIDS. He views this as a national security issue, as a homeland security issue, and obviously as a health issue. He really wants – I asked him about this actually a couple of weeks ago. He wants it to be known that the Bush administration tripled AIDS funding globally. Now, that's true. There's no question about it that no other president, including Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton and his father, George H.W. Bush, even put global AIDS on the map. But the real question is will Iraq and some other things overshadow that? And only time will tell.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Again,
thank
Robert,
you.
Donna, thank you.
Thank you.
Donna Brazile is a nationally syndicated columnist who also teaches at Georgetown University, and she joined us from Washington, D.C. Robert Trainum is the Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Comcast Cable Network, CN8. He also joined us from Washington.